Oh, hello. Hi, is that James Fotheringham?
Speaking.
Hi, James. It's Gemma calling from MMA Legal. It's just in relation to the Scottish redress claim for the abuse during care. How are you, James? You okay?
Yes. What's funny?
It was in relation to the Scottish redress claim.
Yeah, an inquiry.
We were just ringing up just to make sure that we do have the correct details for you. Just take a brief statement and then just get the case submitted for you, James. Is that okay?
That's brilliant, eh?
Yeah, brilliant. So I've got your name as James Fotheringham, and that's spelled Fotheringham. Is that correct?
Yeah.
And then I've got your email as jimandkaty@hotmail.co.uk. Is that correct?
Yeah.
And I've got on the system that you was in a care home. Is that right?
Yeah.
Right. Okay. And could I just please take your date of birth, James?
06/06/1959.
Thank you. And whilst you was in care, was you known as any other name at all?
No, that was it.
No nicknames like Jimmy or anything like that, was it, James?
No, just John.
Jim, yeah, no problem. Okay. And can you remember how old you actually was when you went into care?
I think it was 13.
13?
Aye.
And what did you stay in there until you was like 16 then, or...?
No, I stayed in there until I was, I think, 14 and a half. I think I was there for about a year and a half.
About a year and a half. And it was just the one care home, was it, James?
Well, I think it was in Laps Grove as well. But I don't know how long I was in there. I was in Dr. Guthrie's for a year and a half. Something.
About a year. Okay. Is that the main one that you remember, is it, really?
Yeah.
Right, okay. No problem. Do you have a middle name, James?
Yes, it's R-O-R-R.
O-R-R, yeah. And could you just spell for me the care home that you was in for like a year and a half, just so I know I've definitely got it right?
Dr. Guthrie's.
Doctor, and then...
G-U-R-T-H-I-E-S.
Thank you. And that was the name of the care home, yeah, Dr. Guthrie.
Yeah, Dr. Guthrie's Boys' School, Lasswade, Edinburgh. Lasswade Road, Edinburgh.
Thank you. So you remember it well, then?
Yeah, I've got a few fond memories.
Yeah. Okay, I'm just reading into it now. Yeah, it's come up straight away. Dr. Guthrie's child abuse. straight away. That was the first thing that come up.
There's a lot of pages on it, isn't there?
Bad reputation, yeah.
Yeah, very bad.
It's horrible, isn't it? You go to these places, you know, thinking that you're going to be looked after. It's just shocking, isn't it?
Yep. It's absolutely disgusting.
It is. And it's definitely eye-opening speaking to people. So you would have been in there from probably about 1971, 72,
would that
sound about right?
Yeah, around that area, aye, definitely.
Yep.
Because I remember going back to school at normal school, and I was actually put back a year for some reason. I don't know why they've done that at school. They put me back a year. So I was in the younger people.
Right. Okay.
And I couldn't do anything about it. I just had to put it away because I knew if I
was
school, I'd get back in there.
You'd go back in, which obviously you didn't want, did you?
So I had to put it up with the stigma, bullying, the shit you get when you're stigmatising people or know where you came from. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I still had the same uniform on at school than I did at the
Universities.
You know what I mean? So it was kind of.
Yeah, so everyone knew.
Right.
Oh, bless you. So 1972. I'm just going to put from 1972 to 1974. Does that fit that about right? Yeah.
Definitely. Yeah.
Okay. So when you was obviously in the boys' school, is there anything that really sticks out in your memory from that one that you know that you thought wasn't right?
Aye. The first thing fun is they were sent in a swimming pool naked. With woman watching over us. So I'm 13 and his guys at 16-year-old, 17-year-old.
Yeah.
Men, basically, and we're all naked. And I felt like very uncomfortable because I was quite a small boy, you know what I mean? And then I was abused by one of the teachers in his office. And then I complained to one of the other teachers about the abuse. And he sent me back to the teacher that abused me and I get caned. When he was caning me, I put my hand in, obviously, to protect myself, and he broke my finger.
Yeah.
He broke my pinky. So all he did then was send me the matron, taped my two fingers together, and that was it. So I still get problems with my pinky.
He didn't do a pull or anything like that.
Obviously, the sexual assault happened twice.
Yeah.
He made me masturbating, basically, you know what I mean? And then when I complained about it, I get battered. You know what I mean?
That's awful.
And there was a lot of bullying in that place. And I was next to a guy called George Smith, next bed. And he got up during the night and jumped at me.
Yeah.
And I couldn't figure it out. So I basically, I was in swimming again. He couldn't swim.
Yeah.
I tried to drown him. Actually, trying to keep
Is this one of the people that worked there?
One of the guys that was in. So it was bullying.
Yeah.
Okay, what's up?
Sorry, I'm just typing this up. I won't be a moment.
Aye.
So you tried to protect yourself and it broke your finger.
So I now know that guy's dead. I mean,
okay.
He's dead now because there's a few guys I know that were okay, you know what I mean? Friends, obviously, you know what I mean? But,
I don't suppose you know his name,
do you? John Wilson was one of my friends, Francis Berry.
And Francis Berry, yeah.
Aye, and obviously George Smith was the bully. And there was a guy called David Blythe. I think he was from Edinburgh. The Berry and Wilson were from Glasgow. You know what I mean? And there was another boy, I think it was John Proudfoot or David Proudfoot, but he tried to kill himself. He hung himself in the dormitory. We managed to save him.
So is he one of the people that worked there or one of the lads
there? One of the lads was in there. He cleaned up the window.
What was his name, sorry?
I think it was either John Proudfoot or David Proudfoot. But it was from a mess. Big chap. Remember it well, you know. And he's probably still got the scars today, you know.
Yeah. Okay, by hanging. And then... Did you say you remember the name of the person you tried to drown that was bullying you?
Aye, George Smith.
Aye,
he was from Rutherglen. Every day was a fight for survival.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Even just against the guys in there and the teachers itself, you know what I mean? Always something happened every day. There wasn't a dull moment, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, something always, going on all the time.
There's always something going on, you know what I mean?
Yeah. So you knew he couldn't swim, so you tried to drown him because he was bullying you a lot,
I was a teacher, teacher who jumped in to save him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And then I was like a battered again. No, you don't.
And then you got battered.
They just battery, kick you, slap you, punch you. No, and that's on the way to the office.
Is this the people that work there? Yeah.
Yeah. Aye. Oh, they were quite rough.
Yeah.
They were army like. No, which military style.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Horrible.
Just narcissistic men. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So would you say the beatings were on a daily basis?
No, I wouldn't say daily, but I would say you were guaranteed one every fortnight.
Okay.
You were guaranteed a slap in the lug, a kick in the ass. You know what I mean? Or a cane. You know what I mean?
Okay.
And then, obviously, sometimes you were sent up to your dormitory just to clean all day. Just to clean all day, maybe for a week. Not allowed to school or nothing.
Yeah. So you had to clean all the dormitories.
Aye. Polish your floors with a big polishing mop.
And how many dorms were there? Like, how many people were in there?
I'm sure there was four dorms, right? Two downstairs and two upstairs. I can't remember the names of them. It was, I can't remember. But there was four, and I think it was about 10 to 20 people in every dorm.
Right. Okay. So it felt like you was in the army,
Just you make your bed military style, you know, in the morning. I wouldn't buy it. Look for your porridge. No.
I had to make the beds every morning. What about like food and stuff? Was you fed regularly or?
You're fed regularly, but I can't even. But food that was, you know, it's the pump sticks in my mind, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Okay. What about, did they ever like lock you in rooms or anything like that? Do you know if you was misbehaving?
No, they were just sending you to the dorm, and I was like, you weren't allowed to your dorm. Somebody would come up and check, make sure you're there, so whatever the other, you know what I mean? And they always give you something to do.
Did the staff come into the room at night or anything?
I don't want the staff are in all the time. Staff are in checking all the time, you know what I mean? You hear them coming in, everybody's running to their beds and sitting in their beds, you know, that way, you know?
Yeah.
Somebody's coming. You hear the alert.
Yeah, okay. And you said you were hit with a cane. Was you ever hit with, like, slippers or a belt or anything like that?
Everything. Name it. If you're in the gym, you get up a ball in the back of the head. Anything that, for some reason, they use that to make you be submissive.
Right,
you know, okay. So if you knew you were going to get hit, you'd be quiet. Being 13, 14-year-old, we're all young.
Yeah.
I mean, they're all up to things and mischief and things like that. They need to see you get part of for being naughty.
Yeah. Okay. So, with regards to this as well, Jim, just to make you aware, we're not clutching at straws with it. So, provided that you have experienced some form of abuse, which you definitely have, the case will be successful, okay? So we're not claiming directly from the care homes, as many of these have already shut down. The compensation will come directly from the Scottish Government, as they're the ones that are liable because they was funding this neglect to begin with, James. So they've already started to pay out on the cases. The average claim is around £48,000 to £65,000. It could be more, it could be less, you know, it just, every case is individual. But we will make sure that we do get you back as much money as possible for what you've been through, because it's not just about the money, it's about obviously just getting justice, do you know what I mean, for what you've been through.
I was wanting to know, right, why I was in there in the first place.
Yeah.
That's my thing that's bothering me. Was it my parents that put me in? Was it the social worker that put me in? I'm trying to figure out. I don't know if you can find that out.
You just don't know why you was in there.
Aye.
Yeah,
I just can't.
We cannot. We can, yeah, we can find out everything basically. So we are going to get all of your paperwork from the authorities. So what you can do, Jim, like you can request a copy of it. So if you would like that, we can get that for you. That's no problem.
Because I came for an abusive father,
right?
And I ended up staying with my granny more than I stayed in my own house.
Yeah.
And my dad and I were visited once when I was in there. My mom visited once. I mean, she one visit ago with my mom. Now that time, you know.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to figure out, was it my parents? My mother's still alive, but she says she can't remember, you know.
Really?
No, she can't. She says, I can't remember why you were in there. I says, near can I.
Really?
Near can I. I says, I don't know what I've done wrong.
Yeah, well, don't worry. They will be able to find that out for you. So, yeah, don't worry about that, Jim, okay? Because, like I say, what's going to happen, like, once we send this off, you are going to basically get, like, the choice to get everything that's on file. So if you do want that, just let them know. You're going to get a welcome call within the next, like, 7 to 14 days because you're going to get your own casework on this. They're going to deal with for you, so just say to them, I would like to know this information, and they should be able to find out for you as long as it is on record, which it should be.
That's great. So I was actually going to report this to the police.
Yeah.
So I don't know if I should still do that, sure.
You can do, yeah, of course you can, this is something completely different.
I know what you mean, but they would open a case as well and find out the perpetrators are still alive.
Yeah,
I don't know if they will be. I don't know if they will be still alive because when you're 13 or 14, a 40-year-old man looks 80. So I know that Mr. Gass, he'll be dead because he was an old guy with a stick and he was the one that sent me back to Mr. Tom.
Yeah.
Who wanted sexual abuse me, so I don't know if Mr. Tommy was still alive. There was another teacher called Mr. Mackay, but Mr. Mackay was the good one, if you know what I mean.
He
was the good one, you know what I mean. He sort of always deaf and swinging me, you know.
That's good. At least, you know, it's horrible that there was horrible people in there, but you had good people in there as well, Jim.
I mean, it's
entirely your decision, but, you know, it won't affect this if you do want to go to the police. You know, if you think it'll give you answers, then, you know, by all means, go to them if you feel like you want to.
I think you should. My brother-in-law's a copper. No, I mean?
Really?
So
right.
I could talk to him.
Definitely, yeah.
I could talk to him and see where he goes. And he can put me in the right department, probably.
Yeah, definitely.
I'll get somebody to call me back.
The only thing I would say, like, just from people that I've spoken to in the past that have been to the police, they don't always get the answers that they want, and then they feel a bit more disheartened. So just bear that in mind.
Another brick wall.
When I
came out, obviously, I tell my granny what happened.
Yeah.
Right? And my granny was on the phone to them. She never get anything. Never get anything.
This is the thing,
You know what I mean?
Because they're all like, I don't know, it's one of those, isn't it? Like, the police and the government, they're in it on together sometimes. It's like, you want to do something about it, but then, like, yeah, they just don't help, do they? That's the only thing.
I've noticed that.
I think everyone has, haven't they? Okay, so with the care home that we were just talking about, is there anything else that you can think of, you know, that really sticks out for you in your memory? Apart from the things that you've just mentioned, which, you know, that is enough, you don't need to tell us anymore, but is there anything else that you want me to add on there?
No, not really. Just basically, it was a bad place to be in. I'm going to go into Facebook because there's a page on Facebook and it's about Dr. Griffiths. I'm going to join that because I want to know
other
guys that have the same problem, you know what I mean?
100%.
I'm going to the reason I point out about this is one of my sister's pals, Lenny. She was inducted at this girls' school.
Okay.
And she got seriously abused, you know what I mean? And she came out and told me about it. So she's known, I'd known her for years and I didn't know this. And I said, I was in Dr. Griffiths. And we started talking, obviously, you know, about what happened to her and what happened to me.
Yeah.
And that's she gave me your number. I looked it up.
Oh, so she's already, right, yeah. So she's already been looking into claiming the money back as well. Aye. That's the thing, like, we do say, like, if you know anyone, just let us know that, you know, that we might be able to help, because we do want to get as much, you know, help as many people as we can, Jim, definitely.
Aye, quite right.
Can I just ask, obviously in your adult life, as obviously all of this really affected your adult life, like, have you got depression and things like that?
It affected my adult life big time, because when I went in that place, I was a quiet boy. Quiet, wasn't violent, nothing. And I get out.
Yeah.
The first 2 weeks back at school, I seriously assaulted a young boy in school, and I kicked him in the face with a steel toe cap boots on. I'd been given on my release. The uniform was steel toe cap boots, right? And I broke this boy's jaw, so I get taken to the headmaster again. And the headmaster, deputy headmaster, Mr. McCreef, liked me. He says I was an intelligent boy, and they didn't want to see me again back there. So basically, it just gave me sort of a ticking off, whereas it could have been much worse. I could have got done for a serious assault, which then, later on, I end up becoming an angry man.
Yeah.
I end up in jail in 1980 in jail for serious assault. I end up sentenced to 6 months. And I was near the same person.
It's
going to
do that to you, isn't it?
I couldn't talk through arguing. And if somebody come up to me and was aggressive, I'd be twice as aggressive.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? But after the jail, obviously,
I sorted myself out.
Myself out, and I got married, obviously, with a couple of boys. And ever lifted my hand to my sons. Never. I've not had any convictions since 1980, nothing. So happy life with my kids and my grandsons.
Yeah.
So
that's nice. Good to hear.
Okay.
I've nearly done the statement. I'm just typing up the bits that you just said then. Okay, now. That's all we need from you statement-wise for now. You know, what you've told me is definitely enough. So thank you for going through all of that, because I know it is difficult to go through. Now, I just need to get a few more pieces of information off you, and then we're all done, Jim, okay? If there is anything else you think of as well, when your caseworker rings you back, make sure you do tell them, because the more you tell them, the stronger your case will be and the more money you will get back, okay? So just make sure you do tell them absolutely everything, okay?
Yeah.
Because I know, obviously,
I'll write it down, because
it's probably gone,
When I start thinking to my wife about it, and start
and
remembering
all
snippets.
Come back to you, won't it?
And I remember this and I remember that. You know what I mean?
Right, okay. Can I just please get your home postcode?
Yeah, G450EU.
And that's Auden Craig Road, in Glasgow.
Yeah, 109.
Brilliant. Can I just ask, Jim, you've not got any terminal illnesses at all, have you?
No. No, I know.
Not that you know of. And if any, because this case will probably take up to like a year, okay? It can sometimes be less than that, but we do say up to a year. if anything was to happen to you within the next year, is there anyone that you'd like us to put as your beneficiary for the money?
Yeah, it'd be my wife, Kathleen.
Yeah, what's her
name? Kathleen Fotheringham.
Kathleen, yeah?
Hi, Kathleen, the C.
Yeah, oh, with a C. And have you got a contact number for her, Jim?
Yes, it's 477, no, 7795 and 1373.
Okay, so that's 077915, was that?
No, 077795113733.
Brilliant. Perfect. Right. So what I need from you, James, I do need a photo ID, so either a driver's license or a passport, and a proof of address dated in the last 3 months. Have you got both of them?
Yeah, I've got driver's license, passport, and so obviously.
Brilliant. So what I'm gonna do,
are you going to send me an email link?
I'm going to send you a text message now on WhatsApp. If you could just quickly send them over for me. And then I'm just finishing this up.
I can send you the passport and license because I've got them on my phone.
Brilliant, yeah. And then send me the letter in a bit. Yeah, that's fine.
I'll send you a letter when I go home. I'm actually working.
Perfect. Oh, you're at work. Oh, thanks. Sorry, I didn't realise.
Oh, no, sorry. I'm the gaffer.
Oh, that's all right. Yeah, I've just texted you on WhatsApp. Did you get it?
102 cents, always.
No worries. Take your time.
I got it.
Yeah, brilliant. If you just send your ID on there.
Do you want me to send it now, or do you send it when we hang up?
Yeah, if you can send it now. I'm just finishing this anyway, so I'm going to be a minute.
Just
so.
2 seconds then.
Yeah, take your time, Nora. Brilliant, thank you.
I'll just get out of here.
I did receive it, yeah, that should be fine. Can you do me a favour when you get home? Can you just send it me so it's like got all four corners in it? I think it should be okay, but just in case.
Aye, okay, no, I'll send them a driving license, passport, and a letter, a headed letter with my name and address on it.
Yeah, that's great, no problem. Now, I have just sent you a text message as well, just a normal text message. Can you just check your messages for me? I just need to read out a very small script to you as well, just before you sign this. So it's just explaining your funding options clearly, Jim, okay? So there are three ways that you can proceed with a Redress Scotland application. You can apply yourself without a solicitor. You can instruct a solicitor who participates in the government legal fee scheme, but £2,000 is paid by the government for legal advice, or you can instruct us under a private agreement. Now, we do not participate in the government legal fee scheme, so if you do choose us, it would be under a private agreement. Now, how we work, Jim, is it is strictly no win, no fee. So if we don't get you any money back, you will not be paying us a penny, okay? Now, our fee is only 16%, so with VAT, it works out about 20%. So say, for instance, you get £100,000 back, we will get 20%, you will get £80,000 back, Jim. Is that okay?
Yes, and...
Brilliant. Like I say, we'll do everything, so you don't have to fill any forms in or anything like that, and we'll also get you them documents as well from the authorities, Jim. Okay? Right. Brilliant. So I've just sent you that message. Have you found it?
I've got it here, aye.
Yeah, if you just scroll to the bottom.
It says, please sign your document here.
Yeah, that's it. Sign that, please, with your finger.
I don't know. Well, it's come up part two.
It says execute all documents. Yeah, scroll to the bottom. Scroll to the bottom and it'll say execute all documents.
Oh, I see. So I've got to put a signature there.
Yes, sign that, please. And then there's a blue button.
I know. It's time to get my pen out. My phone.
No worries.
Right, I've signed it.
Yeah, and then there's a blue button that you press, and then that should just... Yeah.
Right, I pressed it.
Yeah, okay, let me just see if that's come back to me. It's not come back that. Right, so you press the execute all documents, you sign it, and then you press the blue button. And then once you press the blue button, that should automatically come back to me.
Hold on, it's disappeared.
Give it another go. Oh, it says it's signed, right, don't worry. I think there's just a bit of a delay coming back to me, so that's all done. Okay, Jim, so thank you for today. You know, thanks for going through all of that with me. Like I say, we will do as much as we can to get you back as much as possible for everything that you've been through. If you ever need any advice or anything, you've got my number on WhatsApp now, so you can just
I'll keep that number.
Save that. Yeah. And then what I'm going to do is I'm just going to add a password to your account, just so you know, if anyone rings you up that you're dealing with the right company. Is there anything you want me to put as your password?
Just put Jim and Katie.
Jim and Katie, yeah?
Yeah, but spelled with a Y.
Oh, with a Y, yeah, that's fine. Now, one other thing as well I forgot to ask. Could I just get your mother's name, please? All it is, if there is more than one person in the system with your name, just so we know who we're dealing with. So can I get your mum's name?
Right, my name is Violet Orr. Patterson, Fotheringham.
Okay. So, what was her last name?
Violet Orr Patterson,
yeah.
Fotheringham.
Patterson.
One T.
One T, okay. And then Fotheringham, yeah?
Yeah.
A long name, isn't it?
Aye. You just call her Vi.
Yeah. And then your father's name?
This is John Fotheringham.
John. Can I just ask as well, Jim, is there anyone else that you know, obviously, that I know you said that the other person recommended you did this. Is there anyone else that you might know that might want to look into this?
Oh, I've lost contact with everybody through the years.
Most people have. Yeah, most people
As I say, I go on his Facebook page and if I do find, obviously, the guy that I was friends with, I'll let them know.
Yeah, perfect. No problem at all. Right, okay. Well, that's all done for you, okay. So I'm going to text you the number to look out for as well. It's an 0161 number. So this is the number that you're going to get ringing you in the next 2 weeks. So they're basically just going to set everything up for you. It's really important that you do speak to them, okay, because they will get everything done for you, okay?
Thanks.
So I'll send you their number now just so you know who to look out for. Like I say, if you can just send me that information over when you get home as well, that'd be great. Okay, Jim?
Definitely. Thanks, Gemma.
All right. Brilliant. All right. Thanks for everything going through that today, Jim. Have a nice day, okay?
You too. Thank you for your time.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bye. Bye-bye.